Please remain standing for our scripture from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.'" John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the Jordan River, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is coming is more powerful than I, and he is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." This is the word of God made flesh for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Holy God, like the Sea Rock City red barns with black roofs and white lettering, remind us that we are to point the way. Help us open our hearts to this strange revival preacher with the big hairy beard and the strange diet and the funky clothes. Help us open our hearts to this one called John, known by what he does, the baptizer. Help us open ourselves to hear his word, for we are hungry and thirsty for the truth that he proclaims, no matter what wilderness in which we reside. Amen. One of my consistent failures in ministry is to assume that ministry starts and ends with me, as if nothing existed prior to my arrival as pastor, as if I am the ultimate source of inspiration, Bible knowledge, apportionment paying, and membership growth. You all need to say boo hiss. Boo hiss, yeah. I suppose that this is like thinking that I am the amusement park rather than just a visitor enjoying the amusement park along with everyone else. I do get word that I am wrong. Can I get an amen? And I have learned over time in ministry to be grateful for the word that I am wrong. It does take me a while sometimes. But being wrong is like the bad news that people get from John before they get the good news from him. John preaches that things and people need to change. This is the bad news. Then he encourages the possibility for change through repentance and forgiveness and baptism. This is the good news. People flock to John in the wilderness because they need to hear that they are wrong. Really makes you want to go out and hear him, right? Since the ancient Near East did not have neon signs that flashed in the darkness, John has to proclaim his word old school. He is out in the wilderness, and people from the city and all over the countryside go out to hear what he has to say. It only took 1 week around here to learn that I was wrong. There had been conversations about the new preacher. Fred was well-loved, and he'd built important relationships in ministry alongside you. You had had a woman before. I wouldn't be the first one. But just how do you say her name, you were asking. And you were also asking, you mean to tell me she's part of a clergy couple? And then you were asking, where was she born? Africa? Is she white or black? You were not sure about me, and I do not blame you. Some people had had bad experiences with female pastors before. Some people said, I'll give her one Sunday. Some people said, I'm leaving. I assumed, of course, that this adjustment would be difficult, because as you well know, my feet are nowhere near the right size to fill Fred's shoes. I tried them on the first Sunday I was here. But ministry at Francis Asbury did not begin with me. Remember Gomer Pyle? Surprise, surprise! Ministry at Francis Asbury has been going on for a long time, since 1905. Here is how Fred was a neon sign to me in my own darkness and anxiety of moving to serve a different church. Fred spoke with a visitor who'd been thinking about joining the church. Fred was moving, a woman was coming. Was Francis Asbury really the place to join? The visitor was kind of holding back because of the change, and he had had a bad experience with the female pastor. So Fred asked some questions, and they had some good conversations, and Fred and this visitor hatched a John the Baptist kind of plan. On my first Sunday here at Francis Asbury Church, Charles Gidney joined. Hey, Charles. I asked for permission. I didn't ask for permission. I asked for forgiveness already. Yeah. And we had a great conversation at Charles's home that week prior to him joining. And we discussed how God was calling us into ministry together. God calling me into pastoral ministry, and God calling Charles to this place as a minister, being an active member of this congregation. So Charles and I began serving this church here on the same Sunday. Ministry has been going on long before we arrive on the scene, and will continue long after we are called home. Can I get an amen? John the Baptizer, Fred, Charles, and all of us are supposed to point like a neon sign to the Son of God who comes into the world as a tiny baby boy. Preparing the way is not so glorious. Preparing the way is the stole I put around my neck each Sunday, and this stole reminds me that I am yoked like a beast of the field with you. We furrow the path for the tender seed. We clear the way for hope and faith to grow. That's our vision from 1 Corinthians 3, after all, which says we are God's servants working together. Stepping into your workplace, visiting a friend, playing with your children or grandchildren, decorating the Christmas tree, which you'll have a chance to do later. You're wondering why there are so many gaps up there. You'll get a chance to decorate the Christmas tree. Driving your car, fixing the sink, even getting up leaves, Robert McCain. Even in these everyday tasks, these tasks can be used to point to the one. The one who comes to save us and set us free. Now, Shelby didn't have a Krispy Kreme donut store, but we anticipate with watering mouths that flashing hot donuts now sign on 1923 Does anybody have this feeling? Can I get an amen? Okay, the hot donuts now sign on Krispy Kreme. How are we like that? Are we signs to the world that we have repented and received God's forgiveness? Do we flash that we get to participate in sweet ministry and mission here at Francis Asbury Church? Do our mouths water for the secure future of God, which is surely better than any hot donut which disappears in 2 seconds flat? The beginning is quick in Mark chapter 1. Here's the good news of Jesus Christ, Son of God. A very important title, because you see on some Roman money that people used, there was a picture of the emperor stamped, and it said D.V. Filius, Son of God. But this Son of God in Mark is different than any emperor. This Son of God was spoken by a prophet named Isaiah long ago, and John points to the past by pulling words from ancient wrinkled mouths. And these words were words of preparation. There is a light coming in your wilderness, and it will haul you into God's light. John looks around in the present, and John holds up a mirror to the people who present themselves to him in the wilderness. John holds up the mirror to people like us who are aching to hear the God-honest truth. Look how far you have fallen. See how unlike the people of God you have become. Where pepper spray is the weapon of choice in the fights over flat-screen TVs and the Colosseums we call Super Walmarts, where Italian heads of state hold orgies in their official residences, and where drones hang over Pakistan and drop bombs as if war was a remote control video game. Look at yourselves. This is the truth. John says, turn away from self-absorption and conspicuous consumption. Turn off the exorbitant amount of time spent in front of any kind of screen, whether it's a telephone screen, a television screen, or a computer screen. Did you know that over 200,000 years of time has been logged playing Angry Birds? You know that game, Angry Birds on iPods? You can get it as an app on your iPhone. Over 200,000 years of time has spent playing Angry Birds. Turn away from that screen and do something else. Push back from the sweet and fat-laden tables of packaged food and drive-through convenience. Here is the bad news. You need help. Here is the bad news. We need help. Here is the bad news. I need help. But here's the good news, my brothers and sisters. And it is flashing like a neon sign in our darkness. Repent. Be forgiven. Use your life to point to the one who has come, the one who is coming, and the one who will come again. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Thanks be to God.